AndersonAuctions.com. Super fast auction business. License number AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
You wondered if I was here, didn't you? We're here. Paul Hurd's your host. Glad to be here. Get this Tuesday started. It's 4 o'clock. Time to talk a little news, see what's going on, see what we can do for the great state of Louisiana. We're glad to be here. Like to hear from you today. We don't have any guests today, so the Louisiana Excellence Hotline is open at 504-556-9696. Want to hear from that crazy Cajun out there, all my usual callers, love to hear from you. We're really just going to have a big survey, buffet, intellectual and informational buffet. If we were in Louisiana, we might just say an intellectual jambalaya with a little bit of lagniappe. We're glad to be here. We're having a good time Tuesday. I hope you are too, going home from a good day's work. We're going to do our financial report as we usually do, and we've got us a couple of interesting articles about different facets of business and economics in Louisiana. I did want to mention that we are close to getting some real rain like we would like to get on the south end of Lake Pontchartrain. North Shore is doing getting some real rain today. It looks like it's come across Hammond, and it's sitting on Mandeville to Slidell with some yellow and red thunderstorms. So there's getting plenty of wash down there. It's more or less below Bogalusa to Picayune, to Slidell, Mandeville. Another one popped up by Hammond, giving it a little more rain, and I hope we can get a little bit across the lake on the south side. But we'll see. Not too hot today. The temperature is only 92, a little cloudy. So, well, this is not cloudy, so maybe we're not ever going to get it on this side. This time of year, just give me a little rain. We'll all be happy. But look, we're going to do this. Let's do our business report, and then we're just going to hit some local issues on housing, the issue on the uptown, on the conversion of multi-bedroom homes into little double dormitories, and how that's progressing. But let's first start with our business report, this was a little bit of a step back day. Dow Jones closed at 34,946. That's down 361 points. That's down a solid 1%. Not good. Not good. It'll take a week to get that back. But again, down 361 on the Dow. NASDAQ closed at 13,631. That's down 157. Again, it's down 1.1%. Almost exactly like the Dow. Again, NASDAQ down 157. S&P closed at 4,437. That was down 52 points, and it was down 1%, almost 1.2. So everybody lost a percent today. I guess that means we've got to go back to work tomorrow early, try to make an extra dollar to throw in the savings account. But that's really where it was. It looks like it's just the market had been up a little bit. They don't know whether it's heating up enough that the rates are going up. And part of it is, it's a funny world, but part of the projections for, and remember, the Dow is never looking at today's value. These stock markets are looking out at what they think the stock market will be doing, what it's worth, where the money should sit. 6 months to a year from now. But they're looking at that the Chinese market, the global part of it, not any individual part, but that it's slowing down and not picking up. And so that really now, because they're so large in the economy with a billion people, that it slows the world down, and America is still so connected as a supply chain, exporting and importing with China, that a slowdown in China gives everybody a flu. It may not give us pneumonia, but it can give us an economic flu. And that's really what's happening in the stock market right now. And they could change their mind tomorrow. This is driven day by day, hiccup by hiccup. And but right now, all the markets gave up 1% to see where we're going. And this sort of shows you, 2-year Treasury closed at 4.95, almost 5%. It's been in the 4.8s, 4.7s. For a while, and now it's bubbling up again. There's still enough economic activity. I heard an interesting term this morning. Everyone has, since the Fed was raising rates, and I think they are getting apprehensive that it's going to have to be raised one more time when they get back in September. But they talk about, when they were talking about the Fed raising rates, enough to create a recession. And they always talked about, well, they wanted the Fed to raise enough to create a recession, but they didn't want them to raise it too high because what they wanted was a soft landing. In other words, they wanted a recession, and that would help bring down inflation is the theory, but a modest recession and what they call a soft landing. Well, what they're starting to talk about now, and the economy keeps producing jobs. It has not hit no growth, a recessionary period. And so they're talking about a term of, instead of a soft landing or a hard landing, they're talking about the Fed's battle on inflation with no landing, i.e. never go into a recession. And what does that mean long term? It may mean that it just stretches the inflation out. But that's where we are. 2-year closed at 4.9 with a no landing in sight right now. The 30-year closed at 4.32, and what that gives you is a 6.5% inverted curve. That's about where we've been. We were getting up in the 8s and 9s. It's backing back down into the 6s and 7s. And that's about where we are. And interestingly, when you go out between the 2-year and the 30-year, because there's a 2-year, there's a 5-year, there's 7, there's 10, and there's a 15, but a 10 and then 30-year, what you see, it's the inversion is out front, but then when you get in the middle of those interest rate segments, it's almost flat, which is good. That means that all we've got to do is get this short term down, and the rest of the normal interest rate curve is there. So we'll see how it goes. It's a question of, can we get it the way it needs to be, with the inflation number staying down, and the Fed will let that front end come down, and we'll be back into maybe an economy that can grow some. But we went to 4.3. When we get back, I think I hear my music coming in. It's Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is the program. We're glad to be here. When we get right back, we'll do our oil, gas, Bitcoin, and get on with Louisiana economics. Great to be here. Stick with us. Tell your friends. Get some real news. We'll be right back.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Wednesday, Mike Weinberger checks in with us at the Home Defense Foundation. We'll preview an upcoming forum, and we'll talk to the Crawgator, Doug Schechtschneider, about all the hot topics of the day going on right here in Louisiana and throughout the country. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
We must be back. It's good to be here. Paul Hurd, your host. We're glad to be bringing the local news. And I just wanted to bring up a topic that we raised, probably 2 weeks ago. And that has to do with the zoning and planning issue dealing with the conversion or the adding on of bedrooms to duplexes in the uptown area around the university, around Fountainblou, and Marleyville, Broadmoor areas. And it has to do with converting the housing stock from duplexes, but single family duplexes, into more compressed unit construction, adding more bedrooms so they can increase the rent that the owners of the property can collect from students. On the other hand, what it does, as you would suspect, it turns the neighborhood itself into more students and less single-family residences. And it's a natural battle, and the city council is proposing a restriction on it, particularly as it relates to if you're going to add, because what's happened in uptown, heck, we all live there. What's happened is we've created additional bedrooms, additional rentable units for students, and there's more cars on the street, so much so that there's not enough room to park. The lots themselves have cars in the front yard, barely up the drive, just off the road, up a drive, and there may be two or three cars on that drive. And it really has caused a problem in the neighborhood for people who have homes, don't have a car. They've got a garage in the back. All they've got is it stacked up in front of their house are cars from the neighbors. And Councilman Geruso and Leslie Harris are proposing an ordinance that says if you've got a residence that's three bedrooms, two baths. If you want to add a bedroom to it, you have to add a location to get the building permit to convert the house. You have to identify a location for another parking place for a car if you're going to build on more bedrooms. It's a battle that's been going on. I think this is what is interesting is obviously the council people have the best feel. And I guess maybe I'm a property lawyer, so this is interesting to me on how the demand has changed on the use of these homes. But the staff of the planning and zoning department in the mayor's office, they evaluated the proposed new rules that require this restriction on conversions, and they recommended against it. And then they sent their recommendation to the City Planning Commission, and they took it under review. They considered it, and they voted it out negatively with a 5-3 vote. Now, that's eight, and that's one vote short of a tie. But the commission members followed the advice of the staff and declined to recommend the proposed new rule change. But those are recommendations. Though that means that the proposed rule change, which emanated from Councilman Geruso and Leslie Harris, it is coming back to the council with a negative recommendation, but it's the council that has the final say-so on whether to adopt that rule. And what they're trying to do is if you're going to move more bedrooms in there, you got to have somewhere to put those cars. And it's the uptown area with Broadmoor, Marleyville, and Fountain Blue. I know where Fountain Blue and Broadmoor are. I'm not as perfectly familiar with Marleyville, but it's Marleyville - Fountain Blue. So I guess it's a piece of the Fountain Blue that I know. But the intent of the rule was to help slow down some of this conversion that's creating so much automobile overload that the neighborhood itself won't turn totally into almost an efficiency apartment type rental world, that it'd be more multi-bedroom family rentals. I understand the developers wanting to get more out of the property that they own. That's such a unique area in the sense that they're duplexes. They are duplex shotguns. There's duplex up and down where they're not single. Many of them are not single family dwellings. They're duplexes and threeplexes. And they're saying that if you want to add more bedrooms, because a lot of them are spacious, they'll have a large dining room. And what happens is the den stays, the dining room doesn't. It turns into a bedroom and there's another car in the driveway. So I'm really curious to see how the council is coming along, how this issue's going to get dealt with. But it's really an interesting city issue that pops up everywhere. Ascension Parish has a moratorium on large subdivisions because so many people are moving out of East Baton Rouge. They're moving into that parish, and some developers have proposed new subdivisions of over 1,000 lots. Now, these are, I believe, single-family subdivisions, but this moving of people to places that they want to live, it's an everyday problem for cities. We've got to deal with it where it's fair for the developers. And ultimately, I think you got to protect what's there, preserve what's there, and then otherwise give the economy, the business, an opportunity to expand. And I just realized I skipped over my oil and gas. It wasn't much today. The crude oil closed at 83, down a percent. Natural gas closed 2.67, down. Because it's such a small number, down 4.5%. And old Mr. Bitcoin took a lick, 29,160, down 168. So you see him, he was above 30, and he's come all the way down through the 29s, and he's down at 29,160. He lost 168 today at 0.6. But if he has another day like that, he'll be in the 28,000s. So we're watching for Mr. Bitcoin. I hope he doesn't take another haircut because he's running out of hair. But anyway, that's where we are. Look, let's talk about another interesting problem with growth and economic development, and that is the controversy occurring in St. Bernard dealing with the Port of New Orleans container terminal that's being expanded down toward St. Bernard Parish. And what's happened is, to start with, the issue that I think is interesting is this was a appropriation for the continued expansion of this port that was up in the legislature for $13.5 million. For vindictive political reasons, this appropriation got cut. In spite of that, there was enough bite back that they're trying to refund it, find money for it. When we get back, we're going to talk about their unconstitutional money grab in St. Bernard. This is Paul Hurds, your host, Hurds Louisiana Live, and we'll be right back.
Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Have you been waiting to get your roof done? And do you want to get it done right? Well, you need to talk...
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Evacuations were ordered for those in the path of wildfires in Sabine Parish Monday night. The blaze is contained, but it is still burning. Brooke Thorington has more.
A statewide burn ban remains in effect, and State Fire Marshal Office spokesperson Ashley Rodrigue urges residents to understand just how dangerous the heat and lack of rainfall can be.
This is not the time to be cleaning up property. This is not the time to be burning trash. We need your cooperation.
While the exact cause of the blaze in Sabine Parish is still unknown,
this wildfire has not just expanded hundreds of acres, but it has taken out at least 14 structures and 19 vehicles.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
The assistant principal at Ville Platte Middle School has been terminated as he's investigated for alleged inappropriate contact with a female student. Patrick Guillory's firing was announced Monday. Police are still investigating the allegations against him. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Uh-oh. Sometimes things at work go sideways. It's days like this when your workers' comp carrier matters most.
I was not planning for this today.
When your workday takes an unexpected turn, trust Luba Workers' Comp to provide the support and solutions you need to get everything back to normal. Contact us today to experience genuine dependability in action. Visit us online at lubawc.com or call your independent insurance agent today.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune into Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Lewis R.
We're back with the bottom of the hour, headed into the second half of our program. Glad to be here. I wanted to finish this. I've got a caller. I'm going to take him in just a minute. But I wanted to finish this about St. Bernard. I thought it was interesting because This project, the further you're into New Orleans, the more the business environment, the businesses want in the port, maritime, want this port. The closer you are to the people who have to live with the railroads and the noise, the industrial noise of St. Bernard. That's a very thin parish. There's not. It's hard to get away from the port itself, and so the expansion of it just is moving in on top of people. But anyway, my interest in this is that it appears to be a classic. You know, not only is the governor the dictator in this state, but he doesn't have to pay any attention to the Constitution. And the Constitution says that money shall be appropriated by the legislature. The legislature does an appropriation by line item so the governor can review it and accept it or veto it. It has to say who does it go to, what's the purpose, and how much money. That's a constitutionally defined line item. And in this process, they cut any funding for this port. We won't go into why. It was an intentional, specific, known cut that the appropriation bill was going to have no money for this St. Bernard container port expansion. Well, that's okay. That's just the law. That's just the Constitution. And instead, the governor thinks that he's going to take money that was appropriated for other uses, and he's just going to spend it on the port. I mean, it's blatantly unconstitutional. That money is not authorized. The only entity that has the authority to authorize the spending of state money is the legislature. No appropriation, no spending. And so I think a lot of times our legislature has lots of opportunity to protect itself, and it doesn't choose to. But with St. Bernard and with this crazy, we're going to spend it anyway attitude by Governor Edwards, we'll see how that pops out. Look, I think I've got a caller on the line on the Louisiana Excellence Hotline, 504-556-9696. It's old Matthew. Matt, what you got today?
Well, first, John Fleming was excellent. I think he's got my choice for treasurer.
Thank you.
Now, you have a YouTube. Do you go to YouTube and watch videos?
Oh, I do on occasion. Go ahead on.
Okay. There's a channel called China Observer and another one called China Fact Chaser. There's also China Uncensored, but those three channels will kind of tell you the truth about what's going on in China, and it's not good. First off, they've been faking their economic data. I wonder if the current administration is doing the same thing. And the other thing is they got hit by a massive typhoon that flooded much industrial land and agricultural land. And they're still trying to dig out from under that. And most of China's industrial capacity and agricultural capacity is on the coast where all these floods hit. Then I'm reading reports about earthquakes and wildfires.
Well, it sounds like they've got their hands full, and golly gee, I'm sorry to hear that, ha, ha, ha. And
well, it seems like Xi Jinping has lost the mandate of heaven.
Well, what's going to be interesting, I was reading an article about China, and they really were talking about that it has, Matt? Yeah, we have to. Let me let you go. We'll talk about China. Great call. Glad to have the topic. Appreciate your call. I got to keep the audio clean. But look, on the China deal, the to some degree, because there's just so many Chinamen in China, the communists have them by the neck, but the people are sullen but not rebellious, in the sense that they have been intimidated to let the communist rule dictate, run the country in exchange for improved economic status prosperity. And when these things happen, it's a threat to the communist leader because he will be the scapegoat that they'll cut his head off and go from there. Look, I wanted to do this. I started it yesterday. We're going to have another great guest tomorrow at 4:30. We're going to have Attorney General Jeff Landry come on, candidate for governor. I look forward to talking with him about his economics plans, his plan on crime, and we'll talk about that. But Attorney General Landry will be with us. Tell your friends, come in at 4:30. Get it from the candidate himself. We'll be talking with him tomorrow. But look, there's the most important governmental activity that's going on right now is Governor Edwards' attempted unilateral clemency to grant to all 57 people in the Louisiana death row prison. All of them have applied for clemency to have their death sentence commuted to life. And when you start reviewing, now the reason they're there is because there's been a problem with buying. We do lethal injection. There's been a problem in the marketplace of being able to buy the drugs necessary to do a humane death penalty. But that's been solved. I think it was Texas has found a source of the drugs necessary to effect a execution. And I think we are, particularly if we get a conservative governor next year or later this year, that governor will make arrangements to get the tools necessary to effect these death penalties that have so eloquently been granted. None of these have any questions of innocence, but it's important that we talk about them. I talked about yesterday, Winthrop Eaton, he was convicted in Wichita, Monroe, and he killed the sweetest lady she was almost 70 years old, Reverend. She wasn't 5 foot tall, and he simply came to her, and she thought he was seeking some help, some money. And when she turned her back, he literally cracked her skull with a pipe and then stabbed her and then stole her car. No, and then he's caught in the car, all the evidence there, no question of guilt or innocence. Second one, these are all that are going to be heard by the board, the clemency board, October 13th. Mr. Winthrop Eaton will be on that agenda. Emmett Taylor, he was convicted in Jefferson. This may be one that you recognize or remember. He was convicted of murdering Maria Toscano, 69 years old. He was born in 75. He did this crime in 97, so he was 22 years old. He went in to rob a pharmacy. When she tried to just run away and get out the back door, he followed her and just simply shot her in the back of the head. And there was no question he did it. They didn't have any. He said he didn't mean to. He admitted that he did it. But again, those are two that'll be up for clemency by this pitiful, pitiful governor. A third one, this was from Orleans, and it's the next one that I want to get to as well. But this is Clifford DeRoos, and he was in Orleans. I got 1 minute. I'm going to finish him up, and then I'll finish the rest of them in our last segment. He killed a 20-year-old Gary Booker, and then the next day killed an 11-month-old Etienne Nachampask, and he shot Booker 8 times after asking him for $1. And then the next day he kills the 11-year-old by a botched carjacking. That's just 3 of them. When we get back, I'm going to talk about the Orleans most infamous murderer we've ever had. Paul Hurd, your host. We'll be right back. This is important stuff.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Well, it's good to be back. Our last segment. I want to finish this one up because I remember this murderer that's going to be considered on October 3rd from New Orleans. It's Antoinette Frank. This was a lady who was at 24, was a policeman with NOPD. She was moonlighting as a security guard at a Vietnamese restaurant, and she killed Ronald Williams II, a fellow officer at the restaurant. She came in, kills a police officer that is himself being a security guard. Miss Franks had been a security guard at this same restaurant. She kills the police officer as an armed robbery. And then there's two witnesses. There's a 17-year-old and there's a 24-year-old owner, workers at the restaurant. She executes the cop. She executes the 17-year-old and the 24-year-old to complete her robbery. So there were no witnesses. As it turned out, she was easily identifiable, and ultimately she got the death sentence. There's no question she did it. There's no innocence. There's no justification. There's no question of the evidence. Antoinette Frank is going to be considered. She was convicted. Death penalty was imposed in 95. So you take 15 plus 23, 38 years ago. She's been on death row for 38 years. We need to finish that before she's been there 40. The last one before I take a caller. Daniel Irish, he's the last one that will be considered on the October, October 13, I believe, at the October 13 hearing. He's out of Caddo Parish. He and his friend were at a trailer park. They had not paid their rent as their landlord walks up to and steps up on the trailer. He shoots the landlord a blast through the door and blasts his landlord with a shotgun. They knock him down, and then Mr. Irish goes out with a deer rifle, a 30-30 deer rifle, and shoots the man in the face. He took a plea agreement. Co-defendant took a plea bargain, pled to second degree, and got life. This man who went out and executed his landlord got the death penalty. Cold-blooded execution. But look, I've got to call Nate. I don't want to lose all our time. I appreciate you calling the Louisiana Excellence Hotline, and love to hear what you've got on the death penalty.
Yeah, thank you. I want to tell you thank you for talking about it and spending time on it, because it's been a point of vexation for me personally for a while. I think of these victims, you know, that landlord that you just talked about, okay? That's somebody's daddy. That's somebody's son. That's somebody's brother. That's somebody's husband. And I'm thinking, if that was my daddy, how many times do I have to go to bed at night thinking about the shooter? He's sitting in some air-conditioned room, getting a free meal, and possibly watching television. Why does he get that when my daddy's gone now?
Yeah, he's had a free three hots, a cot, and air conditioning for 40 years on you and me, and it's disgraceful. Look, do you remember? I don't know how old you are. Do you remember Antoinette Frank? If I remember right, now she was given the death sentence because she knew these people. She worked with these people. She came off of her shift as a police officer and went to the restaurant because she knew where they kept their cash. And she and an associate, they start the robbery knowing that they're going to have to kill the policeman that is there as security. And all of this, it occurred in 1971. I came to New Orleans in 1970, the fall of 72, and her arrest, her murder, has been part of my entire adult life. And it was horrendous. It was cold-blooded. And this was the first death penalty that was given in Orleans Parish in like 25 years before this. And so it was like they finally had someone who executed three people that a jury in Orleans was finally willing to give a death sentence to. But I don't know about you. It's the victims. These victims, if there was a daughter of the police officer that was murdered, that daughter, even if she was 20 years old, is now 60 years old. Her entire adult life has been spent without her father, waiting for a justly deserved penalty for the person who executed him. Nat, I'm glad you called. I'm glad other people understand. It's a serious business. There's no innocence claimed here. These are all made, unquestioned murders.
Yeah, and I hope Jeff Landry will do something about that, you know. And I appreciate you bringing it up, and I hope the door opens for you to bring that up tomorrow with him. I really appreciate you talking about it.
We're gonna bring up the you know, he's the Attorney General right now. And he's already rendered an opinion that said these should never be brought up procedurally under the rules of the Clemency Board. And so he's already done that. I do expect him his office to do more, but absolutely we're going to ask him about these. Also want to mention, well, go ahead.
Well, I can't get the chapter and verse, but everyone needs to read the whole book anyway. It's not very long. It's Ecclesiastes, about in the middle of your Bible. And there's a verse in there that says, because justice is delayed, the wicked do evil. It says something to that effect. And so the Bible is telling us, plain and simple, if someone's sitting on death row for 40 years, that's delayed justice. And evil is abounding because of the justice being delayed.
And I agree with you only 1,000%. Governor Edwards has been a governor for 7.5 years, right? And, he's never uttered anything until he's on the way out the door. And if he would have said, maybe I got that wrong, but you're right, born 71 and the crime was in 95. I got you. No, I'm look. Maybe if I said, I'm sorry if I said it wrong, but I appreciate that. But I look at this and I go, let him, before the election, while the people are deciding on whether to make him governor, let him say, and by the way, I'm going to push through clemency hearings for all 57 murderers on death row. He wouldn't come close to the governor's mansion because we all know that's not justice. And I can't stand his claim that he's a pro-life Catholic when he's allowed abortions just to run rampant and now wants to save the perpetrators and forget the victims. It's just, I don't see pro-life in those actions. Nate, I appreciate the call. We're going to do more of these that are coming up because there's 57 of them. I got to take our last break. We're going to end today's show. We'll see you Wednesday. Tomorrow, we'll have Jeff Landry on the second half of the hour. Paul Hurd coming in hot.
Severe weather causes telecom network outages. The FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
This is William Wallace. Listen to my show on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Louisiana.